All right, just a few of the injuries. Jeff Allen, again, we have it listed as out here. He won't play in the game. Tyler Bray won't play. Fish won't play this week. Demetrius Harris, Junior Hemingway, Justin Marsh, Don Terry Poe, Tavon Rooks will not play. And then questionable are DeAnthony and Josh Maga and then Cummings. So and what we'll do with the rotation is we'll get somewhere close to a half with the ones, and then we'll put in the twos and the threes after that. I'd like to just take a quick shout out here to our military and the great job in which they do. I mean, we appreciate them coming out here and supporting us. We appreciate everything they do for our country so we can play this sport here. And I think it's the first practice I've ever been at where there was actually a flyover. I mean, that's normally, like, say, for Super Bowls and those type of things, but how awesome was that? So we all got to experience it, and the guys got to mingle here with the military, which I think is an important thing. Time's yours. Yeah, we've got – well, I'm not sure. We're going to go over all that, the rotation things, and as we get in to our meeting tonight. So it's kind of a short week here. So, but we've got enough guys, I mean, to do it. So. Probably that probably won't be it. Yeah, that probably won't be it. Yeah. No, that probably won't be it.
With all the injuries you mentioned on the line, what do you think that's going to look like on Friday?
I think we'll be okay. I mean, we've got Fanica and Pugs that can go in there and play at the tackle spot. So, and then the rest of the guys you saw in there. So the right tackle spot would be the place where we'd need to fill somebody in. Yeah, they're going through. He's doing some tests right now, and they've been doing it here for a couple of days just to see where he's at with this. And you know, we'll give you a heads up on it though as we go, as we find out more.
After watching your team in off season now, training camp, how much faster a team are you?
I think we've added speed to the mix, and. Which I think is a good thing. I would tell you we're probably a little bit faster than we were last year. But we'll see. We'll see when it really gets going and you've got speed against speed in a real game. And, you know, we'll see how that works. But right now I'd tell you we're probably, you know, it looks like we're a little bit faster.
As a play caller, you're at the prime position if you can stretch the field, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got to call fast too, right?
Yeah.
Got fast guys, you got to call them fast. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, no, it gives you an opportunity to stretch the field a little bit more, yeah.
What would you say is your do-everything guy? Can do anything you need him to do?
Oh, boy. On the offensive side, you're saying?
Yeah.
I think the guys that have been in it the most, Frankie Hammond does a great job with it. Jeremy does a great job with it. Avant, they've been around. Those two, the last two, have been around it for quite a while, but. They know all those spots. I mean, most of the linemen know all the spots there, so they can do quite a little bit. On the defensive side, oh, I don't know. You'd probably say Parker right off because he's played both corner and safety and started at both, so that's a pretty good thing. You get the feeling like Justin Houston probably could put his hand in the dirt or stand up and do quite a bit for you.
Where do you want to see most improvement, game one, game two?
Yeah, well, you're looking for execution. I mean, that's the primary thing. Just make sure you sharpen it up as you go along here. Good competition too. So, I mean, that's a good thing. We're fortunate this preseason to have good competition.
What do you like about Fanica at right tackle?
Well, you know, Fanica is another one of those guys that can play anything. I mean, he's real smart, strong. He's got great hands, is what he's got. Real strong hands. So that helps at the tackle spot.
What does leaving St. Joe kind of mean to you guys?
Well, just being in St. Joe has been a great thing. The people here take such good care of you. I mean, they're phenomenal. The food is unbelievable. The way, you know, the hospitality that they dish out to us. You saw the fields out here. I mean, these are incredible, and the whole setup is a beautiful deal. So, We appreciate them and all that they do for us. Yeah.
How good is it just to get away, even though it's 45 minutes, an hour away, just to get away and concentrate just on football for...
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. You eliminate some of the distractions of being, you know, back in the city there, and you get up here and it's concentrated amounts of football. And that's about it. So
you guys good. All right.